We've got our next student in the studio with us. I'm a little bit worried about this one. Having spent an hour with her, I don't know how this is going to go. I really don't. They say never work with children and animals, and that might be proved right in a minute. So we've got to say good morning and welcome to Lydia. Morning, Lydia. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Good. You?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Not many people do. Now, just tell us, how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
I think officially you are the youngest 4P student we've ever had in the building. So,
really?
9. Yeah. When are you 10?
On April the 1st.
April the 1st. That figures. So it's not long now, is it?
Nope.
April the 1st. What do you want for your birthday? Your mum's listening, so you know you can just sort of say, look, you know.
Hello. So I want Nike Air Forces, piano, and loads of Hello Kitty stuff. I am in love with Hello Kitty. I am sorry, but she is my absolute love. I shall date her.
Right, okay. So Hello Kitty, we'll talk about Hello Kitty in a minute, but you know, that's what you want for your birthday. What was the other things you want in there as well?
Nike Air Forces.
What
and
are they?
A piano. So basically they are really nice shoes, and I also want like Nike leggings and stuff, like just Nike. Nike Air Forces. I like Converse as well. So
your mum's going to have to do a lot of overtime to pay for all of this.
Yes, she
and
will.
You mentioned a piano as well.
A piano.
So what's that, a full-on piano?
So basically it was a huge one, but we had to send it back because it was too big. I wanted one so then I could carry it around, I could go upstairs, could go downstairs, go in the bathroom, go in the hallway, go upstairs, go in the kitchen. But, yeah, it's going to be like a medium size but smallish.
All right.
So
you can carry it around under your arm, under your little arm, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so look, let's find out a little bit more about you. Tell me a little bit about your hobbies.
Well, I like running, so I like sprinting around the playground, and then whenever like someone's tag, I sprint as fast as my little legs can go to the little, little bench. And then you have to, like, push people off so then you can actually get onto the bench.
Right, OK. So, I'll be honest, you haven't really sat still since you got here today, have you?
No.
I mean, we've offered you a chair and you've pushed it away.
Yeah.
So you're always on the go, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now, you sort of mentioned in your intro, which is on our website now,
yes,
that you are a school counsellor. You didn't go into great detail, but what does a school counsellor do, age 9?
So, a school counsellor, basically, you say a speech out loud, and I said something like, I shall take your words and I shall say it to Michelle. Michelle's our head teacher, by the way.
Morning, Miss Cher. apologies for what might happen.
And basically, all you have to do is speak to the head teacher. People vote for you if they want you as a school counsellor or not. I have this really small, shiny badge. It's got, like, red sparkles in it, and it says school council.
Is that why you wanted to be a counsellor?
Yeah.
Because you get a shiny badge.
I just wanted the badge. I couldn't be bothered for anything else. I just wanted the badge.
Yeah, that's the thing you're going to keep, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you get voted out, you know, because that might happen.
Then whenever you don't get picked, you're like, oh, my God, why didn't you vote for me?
But you're keeping your badge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Now, you like playing football?
Yes, I love playing football. Oh, yeah, so basically there was loads of boys and there was only a few girls, and I was one of those few girls, and loads of boys were on the other team. Yeah, I tripped over Reggie, one of my classmates in 5B. I tripped over him and I scored a goal.
Did you?
Yeah.
Excellent. Was it filmed?
It was at the last second.
Was it on Match of the Day?
Yes. It was at last second. We only had like 2 seconds left.
And you were the hero of the day. Excellent.
Of course I am.
So we sort of had a conversation about you don't have a football team yet.
No.
Do you want a football team?
Yeah.
Do you need one? Like a team? What's your favourite colour?
I like red, but I also like light blue.
Oh, crikey. I could give you a couple of teams that play in red.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, there's Arsenal, greatest team in the world. All right, there's Man United, not quite so. Another red team, Liverpool playing red. Yeah?
I'm taking the best one in the world. I do not care. Arsenal.
So that's it from now on? Have we convinced you to be an Arsenal
fan?
It is
Arsenal all the way home.
There you go. Arsenal's all the way home. So on April the 1st, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get an Arsenal shirt, Arsenal socks and books and stuff. I didn't even sell you the Man City idea. They play in light blue. We'll move on. So you've also got like... And I think this is your podcast. I think you should do a podcast every week. Mm-hmm. You've got tips for grown-ups, for parents.
Yes, I
do. So what's your useful tip for a parent this week?
Okay, another one that you've already heard. Yes. So once school is over, you do not ask the children once. Not even a millisecond of it. I mean, I'm sorry, but once school is over, it is over.
So don't ask about school.
No.
So don't do that thing that parents do. How was your day at school?
Nope. We shall run up to our bedrooms and cry in our pillows, scream, slam the door.
So no, don't ask that question. So if you're in again, we're going to find another useful tip for parents. How to be better parents.
Yes.
Don't ask about school. But how do we know whether you're going to be okay or not? You know, just say, for instance, if you had a really, really bad day, how do we know that we can, you know, you've had a bad day and how can we help you?
I'll just walk in the door, put my thumbs up. If I had a bad day, put my thumbs down.
All right.
And then when I put my hands across my neck, that means do not talk about it or else.
Okay. I think I got that. So the thumbs up is you've had a good day. You don't need to talk about it.
Thumbs down.
What happens if you do want to talk about it and need to talk about it? Someone's annoyed you and you want to, you know, talk about it.
You have to do thumbs down and a punch in the air with your thumb up.
And that means it's okay to talk about school?
Yes.
All right, so just remind me again, you've got to do the thumbs up and punch with your thumbs.
Yes.
So that's what you're going to get.
So first off, thumbs down.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
And punch in the air.
Yeah.
With your thumbs up.
Okay, so you can talk about it, but you've got to be ready to and in the right mood.
And you have to be careful with what you say.
All right, I don't have to because you won't be coming over to my house. So, but your mum, I think she's got that. Just give us a thumbs up if you've got that. Not a thumbs down, you got a thumbs up. All right.
And then if it's in the middle, you have to go like that with your arms, like thumbs.
Okay.
In the middle.
All right. So you're now doing a funny little dance, aren't you?
Yeah.
So we've established that then.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. What do you want? I mean, you're nine. Are you thinking about what you want to do for the rest of your life when you leave school? Have you got that thought in your head yet, or are you just thinking, leave me alone? Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
I want to be a footballer.
Right.
And if I don't achieve that, I want to be a nail artist. They get paid a lot of money.
A what artist?
Nail.
A nail artist.
Nails.
Yeah, I know what nails are. It's just that you said something.
Nails.
Yeah, nails. Those things on the end of your fingers. Yeah, that you've been chewing ever since you got here. All right,
yeah.
So that's what you want to be, a nail artist.
Yeah. All right. I can hear is my mother laughing.
Yeah, she's laughing, all right.
And now she's just put her hand over her mouth, and now she's laughing even more.
So have you had a good holiday so far? Because you're on school holidays at the moment.
Yes. We went to see Monkey Haven, and apparently... My mother over there, as you must already know, Miss McGeek.
McGeek?
McGeek.
Right, Miss McGeek, yeah.
Those two children.
Right.
She saw a monkey at Monkey Haven poking its butt out.
Right, okay.
Yes, and apparently it looks very dirty to her.
Entertaining, I thought.
But when we arrived at Monkey Haven, she said, oh, let's pay a fortune to see some monkeys in a box.
All right, look, guess what the time is?
I do not know.
Have a look on the screen there. We're going to talk about time in the next hour. We're going to talk about clocks and watches and telling the time. And we're going to lift the lid on something and put something to people out there for the future of time.
Yes.
And we think it's a good idea, don't we?
We've got this, people.
We've got this. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Yes. Next up is Harry Styles with Satellite.